Blog Talk Radio. Hello, today is September 14th, 2010, and you're listening to Oracle Radio. We're broadcasting live from the United States to all the wonderful people in the world. I'm Shinshiri, your host. And I'd like to say that today, Sumi is not with us, but I have a special guest with us. Originally, we had planned to have Lene Lee, a new author, on the show to talk about the topic, Unleashing Your Creative Power, which is a topic we wanted to bring to you today. However, she's unable to be present with us, and we had to make a change of our topic today. So today's topic is going to be entitled, Refresh Your Potential with the IPTL Program. So before we get started about, you know, talking about the IPTL Program and what we have planned for our Oracle Learning Community and our members, as well as our listeners and our viewers of Oracle Radio and Oracle TV, I'm going to give a few brief announcements, give a review of a previous show, and then we'll delve right into our topic for today, Refresh Your Potential with the IPTL Program. So that's what we'll be talking about. But for our first announcement is that we have to make some adjustments to our application to the Pepsi Refreshers Project. And because of that, we are going to have to push out the campaign for the Refresh Your Potential through the IPTL Program campaign. And we want all of our listeners who are, to know that they are invited to join the Oracle Learning Community when we are able to actually announce, you know, the voting for the campaign, that they're welcome to join, become a member, and get involved and help us get the most votes in order to raise the money from the Pepsi Refresh competition. I'd also like to know that if you missed the second episode of Oracle TV, Finding Our Lost Brethren, then you can catch the live show on Monday, this coming Monday, September 6, 2010. As always, if you have a topic of interest to share with others, here on this show, you're invited to submit a request to be a guest host on the show. And that's what we want you to know. I also want you to know that in 2 weeks, I will be attending the Women Living on the Verge of Evolution International Convocation as a keynote speaker, and that is dated September 16th through the 18th. And Oracle Radio will not air live on Saturday, September 18th. So instead, I intend to run Oracle Radio and TV from the conference. So I'm inviting all of our listeners to tune in and watch me live as I deliver my keynote presentation. And Oracle TV will be airing other keynote presentations from the Oracle TV show page. So definitely come over in 2 weeks to our website at www.oraclesoftruth.org. And then you will be able to see me live as I deliver my keynote presentation to a host of women who are coming in to Las Vegas from all over the world. And I'll be sharing with them just what it means to live an awakened life. Okay, so that's the topic of my keynote presentation, Living an Awakened Life. And it is also the title to our first personal transformation leadership course that we want to release here soon. So we want you to be encouraged, we want you to be engaged, and we want to stimulate your mind and keep you on the growth path, excuse me, to personal growth and transformation. So moving right along, I'm going to talk about our previous show and our last show, Cognition and Metacognition, which we had a guest host, Kojo, on the show. And his topic, he had several key takeaways, and those takeaways were, one, stop putting people or situations on a pedestal. When you concentrate on a person or situation, they obtain control over you. We want you to be aware of those conscious things that are going on in your life where your focus and your attention may be directed. Two, get closure. If you have endured a bad relationship, you seek closure on it. Remove photos, clothing, or write a letter which express your feelings of honesty. Then discard it. Get rid of it. Let it go. Sometimes it helps to get it all out. You have to get rid of old things to make room for something new. Three, avoid contact. Go somewhere unfamiliar and experience something new. So don't get stuck in a rut, pretty much is what he's saying. Four, seek out fellowship with friends and family. And five, exercise that freedom by doing an activity you never thought you could or would do, by driving across the country, for example, or running a marathon. And six, always remember that doubt is self-perpetuated. Beliefs that you create in your own mind and project that outwards. So you create these thoughts in your mind and you project it outward to other people, and that's what other people experience of you. So the idea is that you want to remember that doubt is a self-perpetuated belief. It is your mind's way of controlling you through your own delusions. And those were the takeaway points from our last topic. But on to our topic today, and that is refreshing your potential. And we have a guest here with us today. Her name is Tiffany Richards.
Hello.
And she is... Okay, go ahead. You can introduce yourself, Tiffany.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. She's agreed to come on and speak a little bit about the IPTO program with me and to discuss what the IPTO program is all about and how it's going to make a difference in her life, in her child's life, and in the lives of other people who may be interested in being a part of Oracles of Truth and taking our online courses, which will be tuition free. So I'll start out by outlining what the IPTO program is. The IPTO program is a vocational leadership program. And this program is designed to help you unleash your greatest potential and step into your greatness, to have a personal transformation that would help you live your life with purpose, grace, and ease, and to acquire new competencies and skills in areas that you may not have already or that you have and you want to have an opportunity to demonstrate what you can do through some of the activities and the programs that we're delivering through Oracles of Truth. So what are the components of the program? What we have, first, we have the personal transform leadership curricula. Okay, that curriculum is comprised of 5 courses and 5 webinars. And then we have the new media technology curricula, and it's actually a series of 3 different tracks. You don't have to take them all. You can if you choose to. But there are 3 different tracks, and the first track is the web design track, and it's a curriculum comprised of 6 courses, project-based courses. So you actually get hands-on activities. You work maybe on individual and team projects, And you also learn and acquire the skills to be a web designer. Then there's the instructional design curricula, which, again, is comprised of five courses, but four of the courses are actually taken from the new media, digital media curricula track, and a couple of courses, which would be electives for this track, are taken from the web design track. And so you end up having to complete actually 9 courses, but there are a total of 5 unique courses within the instructional design track. So if you're interested in the ID track, which is what we abbreviated for, then you would sign up for courses under the instructional design track. Then we have our third track, which is the digital media design track, which helps you acquire the skills to be a producer, whether it be for radio or television. And so, and we're not talking about anything different from what you would be familiar with in terms of television on a network broadcast, but we're talking about taking that concept and showing you how to produce television and radio shows, but deliver it online. Okay, so the principles and the tenets behind delivering and producing a television show for a major network is not different for online. The only difference is the format is different and the medium is different. So we will be doing that. And so for this topic today, we're going to talk about it. And then I just want to ask Tiffany how she feels about the program, and based on her beginning understanding of the program, how does she feel that the program will benefit her and her son, and maybe even get our listeners involved and engaged about talking about this program and what it's going to mean for humanity in order to make tuition-free education available to everyone.
And what's so good about that, Renee, is just like you said, the cost is free, and the services are for all ages, which actually got me really excited about the program, because you could, if you wanted to, get involved with your child in the same program where you guys all can become leaders, or if they're into technology, you can be part of that program too. And that's what I love about this program, because it gives your learner the idea of, you know, going forward at a young age to develop technology and things like that. So that's one. And again, it's tuition free, and it's at your own pace. And then the benefits of this at the end of all this is good. It's really good.
Great. So what parts of the program do you think would be beneficial for, how do you see it, the program helping children, not just adults, but?
Well, you know, I have a son that is challenged in learning and comprehension and things of that nature. This program, I believe, will take the time out to actually enhance what he already knows and gives him an idea to go in the working world later and be able to use these tools to his job in the future. I think, you know, the video technology, I think leadership is good. I think any job you do, you're going to acquire, you need to be able to be a leader in it, anything you do. So I think that's really good. And being a producer, that's really good for kids nowadays. They look into, you know, watching TV, and there's so many things you can do when it comes to television, so I think that's good too as well.
Okay. So, yeah, so with Oracle to Truth, our goal is to provide a way for anyone who wants to know more about esoteric wisdom who they are, the innate being, and help develop their the whole person. Because right now in education, kids don't get a holistic, a complete holistic curricular program. They are given traditionally, you know, they're taught general subjects of science, math, language,
the
basics, which are really focused on the tangibilities of how to work in, move into an advanced program and go on to advanced program. It doesn't really give them a career. It doesn't prepare them for a career. It just really gives them basic general education. And they call that right now holistic. That, but that's not really holistic, because what's missing is the part of a human being, a part of their essence that they're not getting, or the, is the piece where they're able to develop the innate potential that they already have. Usually, most of the time, the general education that they're getting is just, you know, textbook stuff, math, science, knowing their ABCs, knowing, you know, how to do some math problems. But when we're talking about living in the real world, being of philanthropic service, learning to be a human being, and walking into life as a fully self-expressed person, knowing who you are, not this false pretense of identity that's been given to you, that you've become to live in, and that is understanding who you are outside of the physical material world, and allowing that to be expressed in your creativity, in your work, and in your life. A skill set that says, I'm more than just these skills. I'm not just a set of skills, of competencies. I'm more than my ability to solve math problems. I'm more than my ability to spell a few spelling words. I'm more than that. And so the idea of this curriculum is to give them the exposure, the hands-on activities, the project, experiential learning that they would get if they were just doing it in regular life. So, for example, you don't have to teach a child to think. That is something they do naturally. But how often are they suppressed in their thinking? Like, if they're thinking a certain thing and they have ideas, how often do teachers bring them back to the focus of the curriculum and say, well, you know, we don't have time for that in the class. You know, you need to take an art class for that, or you need to go do this for that. And then they kind of stifle that growth and that expansion. So the idea is to have an integrated program that allows them to explore, to expand, to be creative, but at the same time build a set of vocational skills where they can go off into the world and do a specific job or vocation. But that is not who they are. That is just a part of the work they need to do to make a living. We want them to develop as huge.
And it's just like what you said. I mean, your title is Refresher Potential, and IPTL program will allow you to do that, because being in the school, it doesn't allow you the creativity to learn what the program is going to give the children, and that's going to be integrated. So I think it's going to be good to be able to be creative, and because the schools now, they're so packed with students, so they don't have time to go have one-on-one with some of the students anymore. So this is going to be good on outside of the regular regular school.
Yes. And according, and we have a couple of comments coming in from Traveler here. She says, I think this is great. It sounds like a program to help build personal skills to relate overall, a skill that we seem to lose with modern technology, and feel comfortable with self-expression. Yes, and more than that, there are a set of horizontal skills that all of us are born with. You don't teach kids outside of the ability to communicate. You actually use communication to teach them. You don't speak, you know, when you speak to children and teachers are standing up in front of the classroom and they're talking, they're using language to educate. It is a communication skill that is horizontal. It is not a vertical skill, and this is the distinction we're making with the IPTO program. With the IPTO, here's the technical aspect of it. If you can imagine vertical markets, you have vertical markets. You have technology, you have transportation, you have business, you have finance, you have healthcare. You have engineering. All of these are vertical disciplines. These are disciplines that are independent of each other, but they're siloed areas that are not connected with any of the other ones except through the horizontal competencies or the horizontal skills that I like to call this. And the horizontal competencies are those things that are used in no matter what discipline or career you go in. For example, creativity. Creativity can be found in any profession. It's not reserved to just arts and science. It's not just reserved to engineering. You can find creative ways to produce solutions in technology. You can do it in arts and culture. You can do it in language. You can do it in all these other subject areas. Or just
it says for creativity, the ability to transcend traditional ideas, rules, patterns, relationships, creative, meaningful new ideas is a state or quality of being creative. The process of creative ability. It's imagination, originality, interpretation. That's creativity.
Right. Another horizontal skill would be leadership. Leadership is something that you could be a leader in any field. You don't just have to be the president of the United States or
exactly.
a politician to be a leader. You could be a leader
exactly.
in the medical profession. You could be a leader in healthcare. You could be, which is medical profession. You could be a leader as an engineer. You could be a leader in finance and business. You could be a leader in sports. You don't have to just be a leader in a job. You know, like
yeah.
just one, when you become an executive, you know, they continue to say, well, who's the leader here? Well,
yeah.
By nature, because of the title, they're the leader, but are they really? So
exactly.
this is the question is not what title you hold to be a leader. All right. So this is a horizontal skill. And so we're trying to distinguish here the focus on vertical skills so much to the expense of a person developing their whole being. They are more than just a set of tasks or a set of competencies that they hold. They're more than that. They are an intelligent, evolving, expansive being that it just lives and exists, and they should be able to develop their whole being and not just in a specific subject area. You know, other areas of being a horizontal skills would be, I'll name a few. There's leadership, there's communication, there's what people would call spirituality or existentialism. That is a horizontal skill because wherever you go, whatever profession you work in, your spirit as a being is going to be there. It's going to be present. You can't live without it. Creativity, language, which is a part of communication, right? So you have these horizontal skills that we believe need to be exercised and included in the curricula. So with the IPTO program, we're talking about integrated skill sets. Is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some ways I was going to ask you, Tiffany, or any of our callers or members, listeners who are in our live chat, what are some of the questions that you, or ideas or ways in which you can see the IPTO being used outside of just what Oracle the Truth is doing with it? Because it's a model for education.
Well, I say, for me, it, like I said, it's for all ages. So it's just not basic. It's not focused so much on just high school students or whatever. It's anyone that's even outside of being, that's come out of high school, maybe a single mother, a single father that didn't get the opportunity to go back and get education. They're able to go back, even though they're working or what have you, they're able to go back to the IPL program and acquire leadership skills or video technology or become a producer. You know what I mean? So it doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, IPL program can bring so much to the community for those that didn't benefit or have the opportunity to go to college or to finish high school or what have you. So that's why I say it's a really good opportunity for all over, not just one area.
Let's see what some people are saying in our live chat.
Okay.
Any questions that some of our live chatters might want to pose about the IPTO program? Yeah, we have a comment coming in from Traveler. I think it would be a great tool for teens and students at risk. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's definitely what we're targeting, that audience as well. That's a prime audience for which we're targeting. We want to make education accessible to everyone.
Right.
Everyone needs to have access to education, not because having access only when you can afford it or because you have to have a certain amount of money or status in order to get it.
Right.
It is your birthright. Knowledge and education is like living. It is a birthright. You have a right to know and to learn and to grow and to develop.
Right.
And I don't think it should just stop at the public school level, the secondary level. I think it should expand to the post-secondary level, and that's what Oracle the Truth is up to. We're saying that education is a person's right, because we know that if people are not educated, and not just beyond the fundamentals, I'm talking about educating them to better themselves, to have a sustainable life.
And then, too, we go back to cost. I know that we're talking about IPTO program, but cost is huge. You know, I just watched on the news this morning about college students will be indebted at the end of their four-year term. I mean, basically, a student will be $100,000 in debt and probably will never be able to pay that off. It's like having a house note. And so I think, you know, looking at that, that's kind of scary for some that may not. That can reduce the amount of number of students to go to school because they're nervous about at the end what they're going to be faced with. So that's another good plus for the IPTO program because of the cost involved. There's people away.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I know that cost is a huge issue simply because right now I have student loans. And I got all three of my degrees, and it didn't come by easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was something that I chose to do, and I was not going to be held back because I couldn't afford it. But even after going through it, everything that I'm doing now, part of it came from my education, part of it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what I'm doing right now with Oracle the Truth, outside of the leadership piece and the curricular piece, all right, is self-taught. Everything I'm doing with the Oracle Radio, that's all self-taught. I didn't go to school for that. When everything for Oracle TV, I'm all self-taught. I taught myself how to produce. I didn't go to school for that. Anything dealing with web design, that's all stuff that's self-taught. It's it's that kind of experiential learning that kids need. You know, we get so hung up on titles, we get so hung up on labeling, status, you know, what society deems is appropriate, that we have lost sight of just the basic needs and development of just a human, to just be human. And that's what we're talking about.
And, you know, I don't think we'll ever do away with that piece of it. What's so good about it, Tene, about the ICPL program, it will give the members, the students, to learn leadership, learn technology, whatever they want to know, so they can fit in the world, you know, and they'll be able to be creative, continue to refresh their potential, so when they're in the world and of it. Because I don't think we can ever take away the world that we live in. But what we can do is do what you're doing today, and that's giving back to the community with no tuition cost to the students, and also giving them a tool to enhance their knowledge to use in any job that they go on. And that's what I love about ICPCL. There's benefits at the end of it all. That's why I love ICPCL.
Right. Also, the exposure that they'll get, like how many kids you know travel outside of the world, outside of the U.S., to other places, to venture out outside of where they were, you know, their native born?
Mm-hmm.
How many kids? Even with outside of their city. If you go into the inner cities and you ask the kids how many of them actually been outside of their city, you're going to be surprised how many have. And even if you go even further and say how many have been outside their state.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine a kid, and even adults, the parents can go along with them, going on a vocational field trip where the kids are producing documentaries in another country or in another state about a specific topic, where they're getting exposure and learning how to interact in the world and interact with other kids who are of the same age group but from another country. Imagine us, and see, this is something that I have planned. Imagine us taking the Oracle TV show and allowing kids to produce a documentary on ancient Mayan culture, and take them over to the Yucatan and let them videotape like a reality show. We, Oracle TV producers, would record them producing their show, so you get two shows in one. The kids would produce a documentary on the Yucatan, but the Oracle TV show would be producing them as a reality show, showing how they actually go through the process of learning to become a producer. Now, that is the kind of educational experience that a kid right now in the United States doesn't get. They don't get that cultural exposure where they get outside. Other than learning another language in high school, they never understand what it's like to interact and be in an environment with other kids who are not American.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I'm talking about expanding their capability of being and doing more, like being able to be a part of something. Most of the television shows, the reality shows, all of them are produced for adults. How many reality shows do you know of? And I'm not talking about, you know, programmed, scripted television shows like iCarly. I'm talking about television shows that are reality TV shows that kids are a part of and are producing.
Right.
Slim
to none, I'll tell you that. There is
none in the mainstream. None in the mainstream. They're all like a part of like if you see kids doing anything, it's because they've gotten out on the internet, on YouTube, and started to broadcast themselves.
Right.
I'm talking about exposing them to something that would allow them to enrich their lives, expand their interaction amongst other people and other cultures, to break down the barriers of differences and help educate them on, so they don't have these closed minds about, you know, life outside the United States. You know, the average kid, they're basing it on what they're being told and what they're watching on television. They're not getting that firsthand experience. I'm talking about taking them out into the real world and letting them see what life is all about. And getting that exposure. And that's what the IPTL wants to do. The IPTL program wants to put kids through a competition, well, not a competition, a program that allows them to create something that they can say, I was a part of that, and then get a scholarship from it. You know, we can have something like that called The Producer, which I'm actually putting a show together to try to talk with, you know, the mainstream television networks. Produce a reality show called Oracle Producer, where kids are actually becoming producers, and it's a reality show that gets watched by millions of kids all over the world.
That's awesome. I love it. That sounds so
amazing. Imagine your kid going on TV, okay, and you know how they do the Survivor, like they did with Survivor, with the adults going to another island or going to a country. Imagine doing that with kids, but purpose is to educate them on being producers, and they're producing the show while they're there.
Right, and
they're teamed up. And they're teamed up with other kids. Exactly. That's what we're talking about. That's what Oracle the Truth wants to do. Oracle the Truth wants to allow kids to get the education while they're in school. They can do this 2 months in the summer. When they're out of school, we can have kids, we can have like a national competition where we had kids all over the country write in and do and have people vote for them to be on the Oracle TV producing reality show. And when they do their campaign, they get people to vote for them, and then they submit their what you call a profile or a letter of interest that says why they should be selected to be on the show, right?
Right.
The same way you do, the same thing you they do on CBS with the Survivor. People have to audition. They audition to be on that show. But they send in a video of something creative of why they should be selected to be on Survivor. And then and we put them through this rigorous educational track for a 2 month period where they're in another country, they're learning another language, they're interacting with other kids, you see? And then they get that exposure, and at the same time, they're developing their whole being and not just going to school every day. Getting
and
them out.
At the end of the, and at the end of the show, they could create, we all get to see on mainstream all of the contestants, what they produce.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about with Oracle of Truth, is doing that with the IPTO program and creating a reality show for kids to be the producers. And so they're not, you know, kids that are in high school and middle school, they have creative minds. And you can, you would be surprised the kind of stuff that they might, they will come up with in order to put on mainstream, and then we can award them those, you know, runner-up, the team with the America votes on the best team who put out the best show, and they get maybe a scholarship, or they get, you see what I'm saying? The, all the kids on the team get some kind of scholarship, money to go toward a trust fund for them.
Exactly.
Okay, and so this is what we're talking about. We're talking about raising the stakes, not just teaching them about science and technology and having a few people succeed. We're talking about having more kids succeed. Every child can be successful.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about with Oracle the Truth and what we're doing with the IPTL program.
Maybe we can ask some of the people that the callers to see if they would, what, how do they feel about IPTL program coming to their community and what's the benefits that they see in IPCL program and their ideas that they could bring to.
Yeah.
Or what they put their child into the program, or what they go, you know, what they join.
Right. Okay. So actually, what I hear you saying then is you're asking the question to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
How would you view the IPTO program? Would you take the? Would you accept the IPTO program if it came to your community? Would it be something you could embrace and enroll your child in and get them involved in it? Yes.
Right.
And that's why we're starting to make the noise that we're making here with Oracle the Truth, is to get the word out about the program and raise, you know, awareness about it, doing the competition with the Pepsi Refresh Project, going after, you know, research grants and private foundation funding in order to, you know, get funding that will allow us to do that, to help us produce the Oracle TV show so that kids can do that, and we can offer it to an abundant number of kids all over the country. They don't have to be just from California or North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can provide this program in such a way that they can actually start doing this right now. There's nothing precluding us from having them become a member of, you know, sign up to be on the, to be a producer and start doing it. We can even start with five kids right here in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We take five kids, put them through a really short, you know, the curriculum, and as they're going through the curriculum, they're producing something, and then have them, you know, release their creations on Oracle TV.
Right. I like that.
Right? So that's what we're talking about doing, is getting kids involved, getting them out, you know, social media is out here, and we can have, instead of have them being attacked by predators in MySpace and all these sites, they can actually be doing something productive in a learning community like Oracle the Truth.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and not spending so much of their time in front of the television playing on their PlayStation.
Right.
Or at Wii. You know, that they're actually doing something that's going to sustain them longer in their life as they get older.
Mm-hmm. The benefit at the end. Exactly.
Yeah. Not saying that, you know, they shouldn't have fun, you know, with games and things like that. It's just saying that, you know, in the summers, when you're not doing anything, and you're spending your whole time in front of the TV, you know, there's so much more you could have been doing.
Exactly.
You could have had a prolific life. And I sit and see my nephew playing that game every day, hours
you know
at a time.
Too, which would be a good idea, because during summertime, when they take their summer breaks, you could bring the IPCL program to some of the summer camps that they have locally in Lanceville or Sacramento too, as well. So there's some open for like 4 to 5 hours, and during that time, you could actually launch whichever program, one or two programs within the summer camp throughout the summer, and see how it turns out. And then maybe more and more, they will come. You know, more summer camps will accept your program into their summer camp.
Exactly. You can do that too. That's another way of getting kids enrolled, is through the summer programs.
Yeah.
Going and talking. So, right. So we got a comment came in from Trevor. She says, our kids are really living sheltered lives. They really are.
Yeah.
You know, they're only living what they're being presented to on television and at school.
And there's no, you know, and if there are opportunities out here in locally, we don't know about them. They're well kept secret, you know, and that's the thing. We want to be better at getting the word out to parents who, like I said, single mothers, single fathers, work, and they don't have time to do the research. we want to be able to get out there and market IPTO program where you, it's not a well-kept secret. It's out there. It's open to everybody. You know what I mean? It's no secret where a certain amount of teen kids have the, it's not like it's a private school or anything like that. No, no, no. We don't want to do it that way. We want to open it up to the entire community. And, you know, I can see the list being long. It'll be hard for you to get folks in. You know, your list might be that it's at one summer camp, two summer camp, and people's parents are trying to get them in, and the list is just ridiculously long, and you can't get, you know, they're waiting for the next summer program that comes up. You know what I mean? I could see it getting that large only because it's so quiet now when it comes to outside education. You know, people want their kids to be educated. Even they do. But it's so secretive that we don't know where to go anymore. We don't know what
exactly.
Our resources are.
Right. So with Oracles of Truth and with the IPTO program, we want to be that venue, that place where kids can come, adults, can be a part of the process. We don't want to exclude parents. We want parents to go along with them on the field trip. When we go to, you know, Peru or Kilimanjaro or Africa or Egypt, we want the parents to go with them so they can get that experience too, because there's tons of parents who ain't been outside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we want, they could be chaperones, you know, for large numbers of kids. And then you start with the United States, then you can open it up to the world where you can get kids from other countries going with them on the trip. And that gives them even more enriching life experience and exposure to really see what life is all about and not just be stuck here in the U.S. going to school and not knowing what to do in the summer except for summer school and maybe going swimming. You know, there's so much more that our kids could be doing that we could be doing as adults.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about refreshing our potential, stepping into our greatness, and awakening to our true life's purpose, what we can do as individuals and collectively as a species, as human race. There's more that we can do. You know, it's just one of my pet peeves to hear people say, well, there ain't enough time. Well, as long as you're sitting back thinking about how much time you have, you're not in action.
Mm-hmm. You sleep when you die.
If you're sitting back thinking about how much. Exactly. You sit back and you talk about how much time you have in a day, then you're wasting your time wondering about how much time you have when you could be in action about making things happen, because that time that you're spending putting things off, you actually find you have time when you're actually in action about doing the things that you're thinking about and not sitting back thinking about it, because thinking takes time. It wastes time. It's wasteful. And so this is about getting people in action, getting kids in action, and helping them to step into their greatness and be a part of an emerging explosion of growth and development that is emerging on the planet, and be in action about it, being a part of life, not sitting back, watch life pass them by, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we're talking about with Oracles of Truth. We're coming up here on the top of the hour soon, and I just wanted to see, open up the lines, if there's any callers or any chatters who want to share any of their perspective about the topic. If you're just now joining us, we're talking about refreshing our potential through the IPTO program and what the IPTO program means for each of us and the greater whole of humanity, and what we're trying to do here at Oracles of Truth to make this a manifestation of reality for everyone. Tuition-free education with a bang.
You know? Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about being in action, showing people how they can make a difference, and how they can be a part of this movement and getting involved, enrolling. And so our first course will be coming out. I just want to remind our listeners that I'll be actually in 2 weeks, I'll be in Las Vegas, and I'll be giving my keynote speech on Living an Awakened Life and its connection with the IPTL program and what we're doing with Oracles of Truth. And I encourage you.
What days are those coming?
Okay, the days are September 16th through the 18th. And I'm going to be airing Oracle TV from the conference. So we won't have a live broadcast of Oracle Radio on the 18th. Instead, I'm inviting all of our listeners to come over to oraclesoftruth.org, our website, and tune in to the Oracle TV broadcast, because we will be broadcasting all the keynote speeches from the Oracle TV show page. And my topic is going to be Living an Awakened Life. And the conference, if you're interested in attending and you can't come to Las Vegas, you can actually sign up to do the virtual conference through the live video broadcast. That's going to be they're going to be airing different workshops from the conference. Also, you can go to Women Living on the Verge of Evolution International Convocation .info and sign up. You can sign up to see and experience the conference. Even if you can't be in person, you can actually do it virtually. So, and I'm going to be airing my keynote is going to be broadcast via Oracle TV, as well as some of the other keynote speakers. So I'm inviting all of our listeners to tune in at oraclesoftruth.org, that's www.oraclesoftruth.org, and listen and participate in the live broadcast from our TV show page. Now, this show will not air again until September 25th, when we will actually be airing Complexities of Divine Creation. That's the title of the show coming up September 25th. So instead of the normal 2 weeks, we're going to go out an additional 3 weeks before we broadcast Oracle Radio show again, because on the 18th, which would be the show that we would broadcast on the 18th, I'm going to be speaking at the international conference. So I just want to invite any of our listeners to the show to listen and participate in the conference from either the Women Living on the Verge of Evolution website or from Oracles of Truth website, where the keynote presentations are going to be broadcast. So either way, you can attend the conference and never have to leave your home. Mm-hmm. But if you are going to be in Las Vegas and you are interested in being a part of the conference, you can definitely come. It's going to be a powerful conference and lots of speakers and wonderful dialogues that are going on to help all of us refresh and renew our mind and our bodies and our spirits. So that's what we're talking about. As a key takeaway from this show, I just want everyone to know that the IPTL program is in motion. We are doing things that are getting the word out about it. We are still working to refine our application for the Pepsi Refresh campaign so that we can run the voting for that. And we want you to know that we broadcast live biweekly on Saturdays, but as I mentioned previously, we're going to skip one additional week and we're going to air on September 25th, Complexities of Divine Creation. So we'll be delving deep into what that's all about. And the topic is going to cover the fact that the sky is not the limit. Don't believe the hype. There are no limits except the ones that you create for yourself. There are no limits. Limitations only exist when you create them in your own lives. Mm-hmm. And we want you to know we broadcast here on Block Talk Radio. You can always bookmark us as a favorite in your Block Talk Radio profile, or you can find us on Facebook Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, and other social media sites. We're also on Ustream and Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, come out in 2 weeks to the Oracle TV show page at oraclethetruth.org and tune in to the live broadcast because we will be learning a lot from all of the many speakers that are coming out from all over the world. So it's an international conference, and we just want you to know. And are there any last comments you'd like to share, Tiffany, before I conclude?
Yeah, the benefits at the end of this all is through the ICPL program is getting the creative juices working. You'll be able to enhance your life, whether it be personal, whether it be your work-life balance, whether it be in a relationship, at all no cost to you. And that, remember, you do not have to be status quo executive or own your own company to be a leader. We all should have some form of leadership within us. I think if you feel that you do, you will have it. I think coming out of ICPL program, taking at least the leadership program will enhance you, your confidence to know that that's what you hold in whatever you do at the end of this all. So I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. Thank you, Tim A. Thank you for those that have been watching, listening, I'm sorry, and hope to see you soon and hear from you soon to a better life in the ICPL program.
Thank you. Thank you, yes. And so keep watch at our website and listen to the Oracle Radio show as well as the Oracle TV show as we air different commercials as well as announcements when we make announcements about the upcoming releases of certain courses and the program as a whole. So we're excited about it, and we want everyone to know that we are in nonstop action about making it a reality for everyone. Thank you, everyone, and those who participated for attending.